Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Hilton Stamford Hotel in the heart of Stamford, Connecticut. We are here for the 2017 Man of the Year Awards, and it's sponsored. It's the grand finale celebration, really, brought to you by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It is for their benefit. We're broadcasting this evening by Shark, or powered by Shark Creative, made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.C. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Okay, Bob, first off, it's J.P. McHale.
What did I say?
You said J.C.
I guess I'm feeling religious.
Men and women.
And Northeast Environmental.
It's worth the earth, Bob.
Thank you very much. That, of course, is Matt Kay, and I'm Bob Marone. Thank you for joining us. It's a very special night. Now, the cool thing about tonight is, folks, that no one yet knows who is going to win. And I remind you of that because as we go through the evening and we have guests on, myself and Jim Cleefield, who's also here with us, will be interviewing some of the people responsible for the event, who are doing the entertainment for the event, and probably even some of the participants, the candidates. There is more than one Man of the Year, so a possible Man of the Year winner, but just one winner, but about four candidates. At any rate, my first guest, he is no stranger to these microphones. He is here with his PR wife. Please welcome both of them, Charlie Scapoletti, a guitarist, a singer, about as good as it gets as what he does, and Elisa Gorman, his PR person. She runs an organization called New View PR. Good evening to both of you.
Hi.
What's going on?
It's good to see you again. It's actually better to see your wife than you, but I love to listen to your music, though, a lot. So it's nice to see that you will be here providing entertainment. How long has it been, I guess, since you last saw us?
It's been quite a while since I last saw you. Was it last summer?
Yeah, it was last summer, by the dam.
Yeah, so it's been a year, and I'm going to be here for playing about an hour, doing some songs for the organization.
Well, it's great to see you again. What have you been doing since we left? Your wife I see fairly often, so that's no problem. But
yeah.
But what have you been doing since we last got together?
Done some traveling. Was down in Austin and Nashville and just performing, writing songs. I just got done doing opening up for Steely Dan at the Greenwich Town Party, so that opportunity.
I read about that. I didn't realize you were there. Steely Dan is one of my favorites. It must have been great to see him in person as well.
Oh, the musicianship that they have is just unbelievable.
Well, so do you. Now, when you've been to Nashville. Now, I'm a hockey fan, so naturally I was looking at all these broadcasts from Nashville. Is that town as cool as they say?
The town is awesome. It is as cool as they say and more. So much to do.
Especially the music aspect of it.
Yeah. You know, every street has music going on, and it's just, if you haven't been there, it's something to go see.
Where did you perform there?
What did I do there?
Bluebird.
Oh, the Bluebird. Yes, of course. I'm like, what did I do there? Yeah, the Bluebird Cafe.
I guess you have to ask.
The Commodore.
But we all have the same problem. We have to ask our other halves, what can I do and what did I do?
I was being very modest, you know?
Elise, how are you? It's good to see you again, Elisa.
Hi, thank you, Bob.
You're always such a pleasure.
I love seeing you.
Oh, see that? You're going to get me in trouble. You two work so well together. How long have you been a partner where you've been promoting him?
We've been together 7 years, so about that time. But we really got into the PR aspect of it about 3 years ago officially.
Is he a good client or is he a diva?
No, he's a great client.
You know how these musicians are. I don't have to tell you.
Yeah, he's definitely a great client and lets me kind of take control of a lot of situations, which I love to do.
Oh, so as long as you have control, he's a good client.
Basically.
How do you feel about that,
Charlie? Isn't that any marriage?
You're pretty much a happy wife. Mm-hmm. Makes for a happy life.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Believe me. And let me take you along that path. She's right most of the time, I take it.
Most of the time.
Okay, I'll let you debate the other few. Yeah. Now, I'd like to go back because you have a very special talent and people are drawn to what you do. So, but first, I want to ask you, what was it like to perform in Nashville and what was the response you got?
I love it. I love being able to travel anywhere across the country or the world and play my music because it's just a different feel. It's a different, you get a different reaction every time you play it to new people.
Did your publicist travel with you?
Yes, she did.
Oh, boy, that's no fun. Well, let's get to cases. How long have you been doing this, and how did you come about? You have not a lot of new listeners to our radio station now who may not have heard you on our air before. Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing this?
I've been performing for 20 years.
20 years, since you were a young buck then.
Yeah, yeah. I got into it. I'm actually a two-time cancer survivor, lymphoma survivor as well. And when I was 10 years old, I was in a recreation room, and there was a musician that came in for recreation to teach us how to play, and that's where my love for music started.
Really? And so did you start playing the guitar then, or had you already been fooling around with it?
No, that was pretty much the beginning. I loved to play the drums back then, but guitar just stuck with me. There was something about picking up an acoustic guitar and being able to get emotions and feelings out that.
It's very interesting. I was thinking when you were just tuning up your guitar a little bit before, how you can set a mood even before the words start.
Yeah, I think it sets lots of moods and brings out lots of emotion. And when I get to do things and events like this, I think the connection to it is even stronger, being a cancer survivor and then getting through it and being here, the songs mean that much more to people.
Now, you said you had cancer twice. Was it the same cancer come back a second time or two different types?
Two different types. I had
Well, you have really good luck.
Yeah, you know, I want to do it. So I had Hodgkin's lymphoma when I was 10 years old and then thyroid cancer when I was 30. So I'm now 41 and just actually a couple weeks ago got all my tests and scans and I'm clear again, so...
Now, don't you have to take special medication when they take out the thyroid?
Yep, I'm on Synthroid, which kind of regulates the hormones that you need.
I see. So you're fine, and I'm so happy to hear that. And you beat it twice. So tonight is very special to you because, after all, that's what we're here for, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And let me just remind folks, we are here live at the Hilton Stanford Hotel for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Man of the Year grand finale. And again, what makes this so exciting for us is we don't know who's going to win yet. We know some of the candidates. Let me get back to your publicist a little bit. How did you, and this isn't so much the romantic part, but as a client, was he a client first before you two got?
No.
How did you wind up hooking up with him? Or were you just one of those people that chases handsome singers and handsome talk show hosts?
We met through friends, actually, and I did fall in love with Charlie and his music and his talent.
Oh, so you only love him for his music.
And then I got to the root of it and found out there was just so much more than the music, and that's kind of what brought us together, and I was just super passionate about spreading the word of his story and his music and his cancer survival, and I knew that people would really feel connected to that. And our motto is bringing connection back into view. And I feel like that's what we do every day, especially being part of these amazing charities and organizations and being able to come and share that with people that are here and need to be inspired.
Organizations, that's a Canadian idiom.
Oh, you know.
Are you from Canada?
I'm from Toronto.
I kind of knew it, a Maple Leaf fan. That's what they say up there. All right.
Actually, yes.
Now, I have a question for you, Charlie, and it's two very important questions. Yep. One, do you still talk to the friend that introduced you?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, that's the best non-answer I ever got on the microphone.
You're going to
kill me. What a stone face, folks. Oh, my goodness.
What?
All right, well, we know that ended. Yeah. All right, now, how much did the fact that you beat cancer twice, because that's you don't know if you're going to come through it, let's face it. God bless you.
Thank you.
How much did that inform your music when you started, and how much does that inform your music now?
A ton. I like to write a lot of songs, especially in the last few years, that are inspirational and uplifting, that gives people hope that you can get through anything. And it doesn't have to be cancer. There's a lot of obstacles that come your way throughout life. And, you know, I want to be there to help to inspire and spread hope in people's lives.
And so you still do that. I was looking at one of the, and I think I've seen this before, your current PR card says today is the day, and that is a theme. What is that all about?
So today is the day is a song about, it actually came about negativity coming into people's lives and people being, or situations and people being like dream crushers. I don't know if you ever.
I've heard of that, sure.
Don't be a dream crusher. So the song is all about getting through the fears and reaching for the stars and going after what you believe you want to do in life and going after everything you can possibly do.
Which is what you did even after some of the roadblocks that were set in front of you. Now, you've been a professional musician your whole career. You haven't done anything else, I take it.
Nope. Pretty much, I had a job at a snack bar when I was like in
at a snack bar.
Yeah, at high school, and then that was it. I went to college for a minute, and then I was like music.
See, that I know where you're coming from. A snack bar in high school, you meet girls. A musician, you always meet women. I'm on to you.
Yeah, smart.
You're pretty. You're a very smart guy. But in terms of the theme of dream crushers, I'm sure there were people told you don't do that. You won't make any money. It's not a living, and you did it. That resonates with me. When I switched to radio. Now, 15, 16 years ago, people told me I was out of my mind.
Yeah. Well, you are.
Well, that we knew that. Hey, I didn't marry her.
Yeah, there's truth to that.
I got a leg up on you. So, Elisa, he says he no longer talks to his friend who introduced you. What
That's
is that all
about? That's so baloney, because we are still friends with her and see her all the time.
Oh, it was a girl who introduced you. Now, were you going with her at the time?
No, I wasn't.
Could have had just a wonderful thing. Because maybe it was a good way to strike out rid of that loser. Yeah. So what are you doing tonight? What kinds of songs do you have in the lineup tonight?
I'm going to do a mix of songs, a bunch of original songs and some cover songs, some of the classic cover songs that everybody would like.
Name one that I would like. I like all of them.
What era do you like?
Well, I know you've done some James Taylor stuff. You've done all kinds of stuff. But name one that you're going to do. I'll probably like.
Huh. Let me see.
Well, I mean, I can ask your publicist. I bet she
maybe
knows.
Maybe Sarah Smile from
I love
Hall
Sarah Smiles. My other
maybe
half
maybe something
is Sarah.
Like that. Or
I
Rich
would like
Girl.
Give me Sarah Smiles. Do it for me.
I'll do that. I don't think ahead of what I'm going to do. I just get up there and, you know, kind of start reading the crowd. I'll start doing some songs and then just go.
Well, read me. I like Sarah Smiles. One more thing. What do you have coming up that people may want to attend or perhaps buy a CD of? What's coming up?
What's coming up? Soar into Survivorship at Greenwich Hospital on June 29th, I believe it is.
Yes.
I'll be there playing for an hour or two. Mm-hmm. So that's June coming up. Is it June 29th? Yeah.
See, he had to ask her. See, what she's dying to say to you is, this is a quote from a politician
it
once, shut up and sing. I know what you're doing next. What's he doing next, Elisa? He's having a little trouble. He's struggling.
She's looking at the calendar.
I am.
Oh, okay. She's cheating.
But other than that, you know, you could go to my website, csband.com. And
say it again.
csband.com. And come see me somewhere over the summer.
Well, it's wonderful to see you again. Your music is honestly inspirational. Elisa, is there anything else you'd like to say except how much you love me?
I love you so much, Bob, and I'm so excited to be here tonight. I love getting all dressed up and being part of these galas.
I hate it when women get all dressed up.
I love
it. Well, I want to thank the both of you folks. Please, if you're here, if you're listening, or if you're going to be here later, Charlie Scappelletti, his music is wonderful. It sets the tone, and of course, he's a great producer and PR person, Elisa Gorman. Thank you both very much. I know you have to go and perform, and we appreciate having you very much.
You
be well. Take care. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. My co-host will be back with you in just a moment. The great Jim Cleafield. I'm Bob Marone. Stay right there.
Awesome.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community, as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live tonight from the Hilton in Stamford for the 2017 Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's annual Man, Woman, Boy, and Girl of the Year. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for this evening, along with my tag team partner, Bob Marone. As always, Well, produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook. Tell all your friends and family about us, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, I'm pleased to be joined by my latest guest, actually two guests here. First of all, I have on my immediate right, she's Jill Silverberg. She is the mother of the boy of the year this year. He is one of the cancer survivors, Ross Silverberg. First of all, Jill, good to have you with us. You're from Scarsdale, right?
That's correct. We're from Scarsdale.
This is a wonderful success story. I understand your boy is going to be turning five very soon, and what a happy birthday this is going to be for him. He's soon going to be cancer-free. Tell us about his journey to survival.
Right now, our goal is to get him cancer-free. He'll be done with treatment in December, which has been, at that point, it'll be almost 1,700 days of treatment. And what better gift could a kid get at 5 years old than to be cancer-free?
This was several years. I mean, when he was first diagnosed, the family must have been so devastated to hear the news.
I was pregnant with our daughter at the time, and devastated is the understatement of the year. It was brutal, and as my husband and I say, it was the sucker punch. We just came out of nowhere.
But now, several years later, now it's a much better story.
He's in camp. He's starting kindergarten in the fall. He's healthy, for the most part, happy, and look, he's going to kick cancer's tush.
Tell us what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society means to you and your family in this success story.
They've been beyond supportive and integral in getting Ross healthy. They've been helping us with answers to questions that we would have no idea about. And I couldn't have done this without them. And Ross couldn't have beaten this without them.
Because with leukemia, there really is no marker, no real early detection. It just happens so suddenly. But thanks to all of this wonderful treatment, I mean, he looks very happy and healthy.
He is. He's an amazing kid. And we're very honored that they chose Ross to be the Boy of the Year this evening.
And all the doctors really took good care of him, too.
Our team at NYU Langone, the Hassenfeld Pediatric Cancer Center, is amazing. And they are our family, and we love them, and forever indebted for what they did for us by getting Ross healthy again.
Needless to say, I mean, he couldn't have made it without the help of LLS.
Absolutely not. And they've also, without the crew here, I don't think we would be where we are right now.
Again, this is an organization, just a wonderful organization. I've been happy to do the walks with them. I walked in Sleepy Hollow. I did the Playline Walk. It's just a wonderful cause. And just to see how happy he is and really healthy, just it's an amazing story.
It is. And LLS, we've done the Light the Night Walk the past 2 years. He was the honored patient last year. And it's really just been a very special, special, special organization to us.
Well, why don't we get a word with Ross? Again, just an amazing story. Ross, can you come over here? Ross, how are you doing tonight?
Good.
How are you feeling?
Good.
You look good.
Thanks.
Yeah, so you happy to be here tonight with everybody?
Yes.
What does this night mean to you? This is a very special honor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. He sounds very happy.
I have many words, as you can tell.
It's just a wonderful success story because, I mean, leukemia, I mean, it's the struggle to get there. But as you said, with the help of the doctors, the organization, all the treatments, I mean, this is like a miracle.
It is. And every day is a day-by-day case. We take it, and LLS has been behind us 100% since day one.
Well, again, for those of you, if you'd like to donate, please get in touch with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, Westchester, Hudson Valley, Connecticut chapter. They can use all your help. Their fundraising goal this year as an organization in the region, $2 million, I believe, $1 million alone in Westchester. So please, whatever you can afford, for these kind of success stories, that money absolutely is worth it. It goes 100% to this organization.
And absolutely, and it goes to helping to find one day a cure for this cancer so no family has to go through what we've gone through, or any other family.
Great story. Jill Silverberg, thanks so much for joining us again. Congratulations to you and your family. Great news for your son. I'm so happy to hear about this.
Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
Right. Again, we've been speaking with Jill Silverberg and her son, Ross, who's going to be 5 years old. What a birthday present that is, a survivor of leukemia. And he's one of the honorees tonight. If you just tuned in, this is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Hilton in Stamford, Connecticut for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Regional Chapters, Man and Woman of the Year, also honoring the Boy and Girl of the Year, two survivors. We just spoke to one of them tonight. What a heartwarming story that is. I'm Jim Cleveland, along with my tag team partner, Bob Marone. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but lots more guests ahead. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody, and we return. I'm Bob Marone here with Matt Cahan and Jim Cleefield, my partner in crime. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Hilton Stamford Hotel here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Man of the Year Grand Finale Celebration. And as we've mentioned to you, we don't know who the winner is. We have this right now, a really decent human being. I kind of personally hope he wins, but that's because I've done business with him. His name is Ronnie Ram, and he runs Inspiria Media, one of the finer PR firms and marketing firms here in Westchester and Connecticut in this area. How are you, Ron?
I'm wonderful, Bob, and it's such a pleasure. Every time I see you, you put a smile on my face.
Well, it's good to see you, too. Are you nervous at all?
I think we're all nervous and anxious. We've worked so, so hard over the past 10 weeks, each and every one of us.
Well, you made people climb up 7 flights of stairs. I'm still not over that event.
A lot of people even went all the way to 12, but some people stopped at 7.
Oh, is that right? It was 12 stories? I thought it was only 7.
If you want your free beer, you have to go all the way to 12 for the cure for the climb.
It's amazing what people can do. Now, I understand tonight, we won't know for a couple of hours or an hour or so who the winner is.
That's right. Tonight is the culmination of 10 really intense weeks of fundraising, where we had 4 Man of the Year candidates. One of them was myself, and 5 Women of the Year candidates. And everyone worked so hard with the support of their friends and their families to raise as much money as possible to fund cancer research, but above that, to also raise awareness about blood cancers and cancers in general.
What drew you to this charity? I know you're very involved in the community. You and your business and Inspiria Media always have been. But why this one?
So unfortunately, a lot of times you start because of a sad story. So I lost both of my parents to cancer, my mom to breast cancer, and my father to blood cancer a year apart. However, you know, you want to take these experiences and pains in your life and say, how can I make somebody else's life better? So in 2005, after my father passed, I started getting more and more involved with this charity in particular. And I found that they were the leader in funding cancer research that was the most promising. I mean, they really broke through to develop the best drugs that not only cured or helped to cure blood cancer, but cancer in general.
Well, I know you have to go, but I'd like you, before you go, since you're giving so much, let us give a little back to you. Tell people about your company for just a minute.
My company is Inspiria Media. It's a firm we started 10 years ago. We're really proud of it. We employ 12 people locally in Westchester. And, you know, we almost consider ourselves a community organization, insofar that we really get involved with not just this nonprofit and this charity that's so close to my heart, but really everything that we can. And if there's a way that we can help a community or a charity, we do. We love to partner with them.
You've always done that, Ronnie Ram. I have one more question, then I'll let you go. I notice at the auction tables, do people have to, how do we know who they're bidding on behalf of?
So I find myself now at the half of the older people. I used to consider myself part of the younger crowd, and I really would have preferred the ones that you just kind of scribble your name down and come and sneak back to see where you are, but right now it's all done on your phone.
Yeah, you can't see it. It's on the phone, and there's a leaderboard up there. Are you going to go check that?
Absolutely. I think every 15 minutes I'll be checking to make sure people are bidding on my prizes. But really, as they say, you know, when cancer loses, we all win. So either way, every single one of us won tonight.
See, I have my pink tie on tonight for cancer.
Fantastic.
Well, listen, Ronnie Ram, you're one of the nicest people I've ever met in business. I wish you well tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Matt and Jim and everyone else. And Shark, for bringing this to us at Stamford Hilton.
It is our pleasure. Take care. Good luck tonight. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. I'm Bob Marone here with Jim Cleefield, my partner in crime and the top engineer and sidekick, of course. my buddy Matt Kay. And this segment was produced by Shaw Creative and made possible by Antrigy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, JP McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Bob.
Thank you very much, Matt. I'm Bob Marone, my sidekick and buddy and tag team member, Jim Kleefeld. We'll be back with you right after these words.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTE. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTE. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTE. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTE. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTE. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTE or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTE today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
And we have returned. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Stanford Hilton Hotel. We're here for the lymphoma and leukemia. Some people put it the other way around. Man and Woman of the Year Awards. We're produced this afternoon by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County's Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, JP McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. I'm Bob Marone. Oh, wait, we forgot this part. I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Kleefeld, and, of course, none other than the man that likes to tell us about Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Bob.
Thank you very much, Matt. And, boy, what a pleasure it is. Someone I have met before. She's a delightful woman, very attractive. Her husband's here, so I just say that so people, they can't see you, Christine, but I can. Christine Generoso, and she is a finalist for Woman of the Year. It's so good to see you again.
Good to see you too, Bob.
My goodness, I didn't know you were running for this thing till I got here. How did you get involved with these folks?
I've been involved with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for 6 years, and it started through triathlons with team and training. So I don't personally have a direct connection, but through triathlons and training with people that have loved ones that are affected by blood cancers, they were some of the most inspiring people and some of my best friends. So I got involved with the organization, and here I am today.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, those triathlons, did you do any of them?
Oh, I did all of them.
Whoa, what? You better explain to me. So, in other words, you ran?
I swim, bike, and run. And
so you're in shape.
And I've competed in about 20 triathlons.
Jim, she can swim. She can, what else is it?
Bike and run.
Swim, bike, and run. This woman's in shape. She's for the long haul. This is wonderful. Your husband is a happy man.
Supposedly.
So now, how does this work? What did you do for the last 10 weeks?
The last 10 weeks, I built a team, called us Molto Generoso, because I want everyone to be very generous.
That's good.
And basically, I have 10 friends and family members that have helped me fundraise. So we did a couple of events. We did a boot camp workout. We've sent out emails, letters, asked local businesses for support, and ultimately that's how we raised the money to get us here today.
I'm so proud of you, and I'm proud that I know you. Now, people are going to be doing all kinds of silent auction stuff, so you have no way of knowing if they're putting your name down when they do it, huh?
Right. So I have silent auction items that I got, and my team members helped me acquire. So I saw earlier that some people already made bids on them, which is great. And all of the money we raise from the auction actually counts as, every dollar we raise counts as a vote for us.
Well, that's good. Your family's here tonight? Family and friends?
Yep. My mom, sister, husband, best friend, her boyfriend. So we have a big group here tonight. So we're excited to celebrate, and hopefully reach $1 million collectively for our Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
My goodness, what about the crazed Undertaker? She's not here tonight?
No, she didn't make it, but she donated. She was very, she's molto generoso.
I know. Because we're talking, of course, about a mutual friend, Jennifer Graziano, who has been on these microphones herself. So what happens next? You're sitting here, the dinner starts. What happens next? You just have to wait.
We just have to wait. We're going to raise all the funds from the silent auction, live auction, last appeal, and then we'll find out who the winners are for Man of the Year and Woman of the Year. But I think whether you win or lose, we all win because we're raising money and to fight blood cancers, and hopefully someday is today.
You know, I met you, Christine, at another event. I guess it was several months ago. And I didn't know you were all so involved in the community. I know you're a professional woman, very successful, I might add. But wowee, this is a pleasant surprise for me, but what an honor for you.
Yeah, it's a tremendous honor. It's been an amazing challenge. Fundraising is not easy, but it's very rewarding, and people are extremely generous, and it's such a good cause. So I'm honored to be a part of this and just really excited to enjoy the event this evening.
Well, all those of us who know you, I have to tell you just personally, well, I'm very proud of you, and I'm proud to have known you and gotten to know you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Great seeing you tonight, Bob.
$1 million for lymphoma and leukemia. My friend Eddie passed away, 47, last year from leukemia. Eddie, see what my friends are doing for you? God bless you, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a break. Christine Generoso, one of the finalists for Woman of the Year. We will be back after these words.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Hilton here in Stamford on a beautiful evening. We're here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Man and Woman of the Year Gala. Good evening, everyone. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with my tag team partner, co-host Bob Marone. As always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. Bickel Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Bob. Bob. Thank you, Matt. As always, we're produced by... anyway, you should download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. That's the place to be. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, I'm very pleased to have here one of the finalists tonight for Woman of the Year. She is June Burke, and she is Director of Business Development at JS Held. And good to have you with us tonight. I understand, as a... right now, when we're talking, you've raised about $75,000, perhaps even more as we speak.
That's right. I'm hoping that it's more. I know that it's more as of this afternoon, but as of yesterday, I was told it was 75. So, and counting, hopefully.
Now tell us, this was a 10-week challenge that all of the candidates did. So how did it go about? Did you approach people? I mean, did you pound the pavement? How did you do all that, raise this all this money?
Well, I have a team, which there's no I in team. They were... very instrumental. A lot of emails, a lot of personal contacts. Unfortunately, the reason that I got into this, my sister is currently battling leukemia. So when you are passionate about something and just a lot of support. A lot of support from a lot of people that really care and that resonates with people.
You know, it seems as sad as it is that it seems people seem to be inspired to do something like that because of a tragedy, but you're really passionate about this to help this person, because again, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helps people with blood cancers of all ages, young and old. We just talked to a survivor, as a matter of fact, one of the honorees for Boy of the Year, and just a great story. So helping whoever they can.
Absolutely. You know what? It's all about the next generation or future people that are diagnosed with these horrible diseases. You know, it, all research takes dollars for the researchers, the doctors. So it's not about yesterday. It's about tomorrow. It's about the next day. And just hopefully when people get that diagnosis, there is a cure in place. And that's what this is all about. It's all about raising dollars. The Westchester, Connecticut team, you know, it's not about me. It's about our team and this chapter and doing good things. So I'm passionate about it, and I'll forever be a part of the Leukemia Lymphoma Society.
Well, again, as we said, every dollar raised counts. 100% of the money goes towards this effort. I mean, no middleman, and that's a good thing, trying to help find that cure for blood cancer. That's the ultimate goal here.
Absolutely. There, you know, and there's so many different kinds that it really takes dollars. It takes all of these people in this room, and it's amazing to see how many supporters there are. We never know when we will be affected or somebody in our life is affected. It happens, unfortunately. So, you know, there are many causes and they're all good. You know, I like I said, I believe in this, and someday is today.
I hope so. Well, of course, I had a distant relative, if you will, that was stricken with this disease. I'm not sure how old he was. He was a pilot for American Airlines. He was an uncle of mine, and really just a wonderful guy. And unfortunately, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society couldn't really save his life at that time. But if it can save even one person's life, it makes a difference.
Absolutely. As I said, my sister is currently battling. She is terminal. She was on clinical trial drugs. You know, it's getting those drugs to the next step that the next time somebody gets diagnosed, hopefully those drugs are available and it's proven to work and help. And it's all about the next person. So
what message do you want to send to people who are thinking of donating to this organization?
Every dollar matters. $1, 50 cent, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. And if you can't donate money, donate time. The Leukemia Lymphoma Society needs volunteers. It's a matter of advocating. I couldn't help my sister in any other way but advocating for this cause, you know, like I said, for dollars and just helping get the word out that people need to help.
Well, you've done a great job, June. Of course, we wish you all the best of luck tonight, and hopefully you'll come out on top.
Thank you very much. It's very exciting.
Thank you. That's June Burke again. She is Director of Business Development with J.S. Held, and again, she's a finalist for Woman of the Year. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with Bob Marone. You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio's live broadcast from the Hilton in Stamford, Connecticut, for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Hudson Valley Westchester, Connecticut chapter, and it's the Man and Woman of the Year Gala. We're going to step aside for just a moment, but we'll take a short break and come back with more guests right after this word of interest, so stay right with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Cleefield and Matt Kay, and this is Westchester Talk Radio. We are live this evening at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Man of the Year, also Woman of the Year Award Ceremonies, the grand finale summer celebration. The fun about this event is we don't know who's going to win, but we know some of the candidates. We're here live at the Hilton Stamford. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Bob.
That was Matt Cahan. Thank you very much. And folks, you all knew they'd catch up with me sooner or later, and they have. This man's the deputy chief of the Yonkers Police Department. He's in charge of the Investigations Bureau. But he, more importantly, is a finalist for the Man of the Year. Very special individual, Timothy Hodges. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bob. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, here you go. You're involved in public service. You have one of the tougher jobs in public service. First, thank you for your service. That's number one. Number two, how did you get involved with the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society?
Well, Bob, what happened is my father died from leukemia about 7 years ago, and a very good friend of mine passed away 2 years ago from multiple myeloma, which is also a blood cancer. After that happened, one of the finalists from last year, Melissa Lonquish, she asked me to run. She did it in front of about 400 people, so I couldn't turn it down. Not that I would have anyway. And I took it on headstrong. I have a full-time job, but this was something that I felt very passionate about. My family suffered terribly when my father was ill. It was about 5 months where he was just gravely ill. And it affects the families. It doesn't, not just the patient, but all the families, friends, grandchildren, nephews, nieces, everybody was affected. And it was just something that I really felt the urge to take on. And I hope I did my best. I did my best. It's tough asking people for money. It's one of the most uncomfortable things you can do. But I did my best, and I hope tonight reflects that.
Now, what about your wacky campaign manager? How did you come by her?
Well, Melissa is crazy, but she's...
In a wonderful way.
She's a great crazy. She's a good kid. She's got so much energy. She must have texted me about 100 times a day. And I'll tell you what, she kept me on my toes. She kept me on point. She kept me on the mission. She's a great person. She ran for Woman of the Year last year. She did a fantastic job, like she always does. She's just wonderful. She kept me going, and I really appreciate all her efforts.
Well, certainly, she found a great candidate. Here's what I'm always interested in about people like yourself. You have a job that could keep you busy 24/7. You obviously have a family. You talked about your parents before. Where do you find the time?
It was challenging. My daughter graduated from college.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We had to drive out to Indiana. We had to move her back. We had to move her down to Louisiana, where she's going to do Teach for America. In between this and the driving, I made calls. I made visits. If I couldn't make the visits, Melissa did it for me. I have had 9 other people on my team. Great people. They were there for me. My job is challenging. There's a lot of work, but this is such a great cause, and it's such a good thing to do. I took it on, and I had 2 full-time jobs for the last 10 weeks.
Well, I'm not surprised. Actually, you do a little extra. You brought a friend with you. Do you mind if I bring him down? Come on down, buddy. What's his name again?
Jimmy Nolan.
Jimmy Nolan. Jimmy is the brother of the young man who lost his life. Of the young man who lost his life to, I don't know if it was an Iran bullet or attended, but we all know the issue of the young professional, the Major League Baseball prospect in Yonkers, who lost his life to a bullet. I know that the person that did it finally was convicted or pled guilty. And your name, sir?
James Nolan.
Now, James, you came with the detective, with Mr. Hodges, tonight, the Man of the Year candidate. And it just speaks to him to have you here as well and you to be with him, because here he is, one of the most important jobs in Westchester, busy job. He's running for Man of the Year, yet he's also involved with you. Tell us about this organization that you are running.
Well, as soon as he asked me to come on, I didn't even bat an eye. I didn't even know what...
Stay on the mic.
I didn't even know what the organization was. He said LLS. I was like, okay, no problem. Then I asked him, well, what does it mean? And he told me. I was like, working with him has been an honor and a privilege, because not only was he there for my family and my brother, but I knew right away that I had a friend for a lifetime, so I had to do what was right.
Well, tell us about that, because this says a lot about Tim, but it also says a lot about you. You lost your brother, and my apologies to you and my condolences.
Thank you.
That had to be a horrible thing. So young. I guess he was getting ready to go to camp at the time. What happened? Do we even know the story?
wrong identity.
They thought he was someone else. Wrong place, wrong time.
And it was unfortunate.
So now you're running a foundation. What for? What's it going to do?
It's the Michael Nolan Scholarship Fund. We give out 8 scholarships a year to children. I want to go to college. Athletes, 85 GPA, do the right thing in and out of classroom, because you can be a great athlete, but you got to be a great student too.
Yes,
that's
you
what
do.
It takes. And it, not only with that, we also give to many charities around Yonkers, because if we can reach out to somebody that, you know what, we're going to show we do the right thing, we can help out, that's what we're going to do. That's our purpose.
Now, how did you get involved with Detective Hodges? Detective, the right word, or should I say chief?
Chief.
Okay, pardon me. Now, I'd like to show respect for things people have earned, Chief. How did you get involved with the Chief?
It all started when he came down to the hospital, him and a group of the detectives. And he was very passionate about doing what's right and getting who did this to my brother. Over time, we met a few times at his office. And actually, we got real close doing a 1-800 gun tip hotline.
Yes.
And that gun tip hotline is, if you have an illegal gun, you turn it in. $500 quick cash, no questions asked. Previous years, before I got on the program, they had about 24, 25 guns on the street. When I got on the program, me and him, we went to community meetings. We did whatever we had to do to go and talk to people. Not only with that, I have events of my own that I do, and I have over 800 people that come. So I will push it. I will constantly speak about it. That year, when I got on, we got 52 guns off the street of Yonkers alone.
Good for you.
And you know what? We're going to keep pushing, and now we're going to make it go statewide.
And here you are rooting for the guy that helped you do it. That's first class.
Definitely.
Hey, listen, I would be remiss if I, because being a parent myself and a grandfather, my very best to your parents who have to live through the worst thing in the world.
Thank you.
Please, I can only imagine. And congratulations to you for doing this thing in your brother's name. It's a nice thing.
Thank you.
And also being here for the Chief. Chief Hodges, it's always an honor to meet people like you, give so much back. Thank you so much, and good luck. Tim Hodges, he's a chief of investigations at Yonkers Police, but he's one of the finalists for Man of the Year. All the best to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Thanks for being with us. And you, nice work.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a break. This is Westchester Talk Radio. Jim Gleefield is on. Gleefield, did I say Gleefield? He's gleeful. He's on deck with our next guest. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Hilton here in Stamford, Connecticut. We're here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Regional Chapter's annual Man and Woman of the Year Gala. I'm Jim Cleefield, along with my tag team co-host Bob Marone. As always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the earth, Jim.
Thank you, Maddie the K, Matt Cann. Also, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, she was a nominee as a Woman of the Year finalist last year, and she's here tonight for this event. She is Melissa Longkish, and good to have you with us tonight.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you nominated somebody for Woman of the Year this year?
Man of the Year, actually.
Man of the Year.
Yes, Tim Hodges. So I did it. Now he's got to do it. I actually got involved with LLS. I was a patient, and I was diagnosed about a year and a half ago with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And in the middle of it all, I knew their then chairman, and they nominated me in ICU. So I was in ICU attached to wires and on the phone fundraising and, you know, trying to ask my nurses for money for this. So when I got out, I continued. And between the walk I did last year and my campaign, I probably raised about $50,000 in 12 weeks and a lot more counting Tim's campaign. So Timmy was a good friend of mine, and he's the chief of police in Yonkers. And I was asked to nominate a man of the year this year. So Timmy's dad actually died of leukemia, and is one of his good friends died of lymphoma. So he had something that was, you know, near and dear to his heart. So I offered to help him, and, you know, help him be my campaign manager. So I've been busting my butt the last couple of months pulling for Timmy. So, yeah, I'm here with Team Hodges.
That's an amazing story. I mean, your struggle, and you want to turn around and try to help others. In the meantime, you're nominating somebody that really has been very active with the fundraising, and that's what this is all about tonight.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're doing a good job, and you know, I'd like to say that, you know, there's always the politics and things and stuff like that. But, I, you know, when I was diagnosed, I did the research. And I was only, knock on wood, thank God, stage two, which is still not great to hear. But my exact stage and everything in, like, the late 70s had about a 20% survival rate. Now it's about 85, 90%. So that being said, I would take those numbers any day. And to be honest, if it wasn't for people raising money, I wouldn't be in this position. So God knows where I'd be. So I'd like to continue it and, you know, make the treatments better. And other people that aren't as lucky as me, hopefully, you know, catch up.
In your case, you certainly owe your life to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. They do such great work again. And we want to remind everybody that all the money donated, 100%, goes to fund this effort to try to hopefully find a cure for this blood cancer.
Yeah, and you know what? A lot of people don't realize this. When they do clinical trials for cancers in general, it first goes through blood cancer trials before it hits anything else, because it's obviously a lot easier to take your blood than to take samples of other organs. So even if you don't have a direct, you know, connection to someone that you knew that had a blood cancer, but maybe it's breast cancer, pancreatic cancer, anything you can think of, those drugs that help those cancers are first tested on blood cancer patients, just simple ease of it. So donating to LLS and, you know, charities like that will eventually get to other cancer treatments. So that really helps.
Well, to say the least, every dollar counts.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, they have a slogan that, you know, someday is today. And it really means a lot, because everyone has this idea of, you know, someday things will be taken care of. And you can't really do anything with that idea of the future. It's got to be right now. And if you don't take a stand right now, nothing's ever going to happen.
You're doing such a great job. And again, even with your struggles, I mean, you look really good. You look really healthy. Just, you know, keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and good luck to your nominee, Tim Hodges, tonight. Hopefully he does well.
Thank you. Go Team Hodges.
That's Melissa Location. Again, she was the finalist last year for Woman of the Year, and she nominated Tim Hodges for this year's Man of the Year. He's one of the finalists tonight. Well, that'll do it for this series for Westchester Talk Radio. Again, we've been broadcasting live tonight from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's 2017 Man and Woman of the Year Gala going on here at the Hilton in Stamford. Everybody's having a great time and will for the rest of the evening. First of all, I want to thank my tag team member, co-host Bob Marone, for joining us tonight. And as always, I want to thank my engineer buddy, Matty the Cannon. Outstanding work by you, my friend.
Thank you, Jim.
As always. And we just want to remind you that we are always produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.B. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or you can always like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. A wonderful evening still ahead. We've enjoyed having you with us. Please enjoy the rest of your Saturday night, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. We really appreciate what you do for everybody. And make it a great week as well, will you? And we'll be back next time. Have a great evening and have a great week, and we'll see you again next time. Enjoy, everybody.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.